This is Fernando.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Is this Fernando?
Yes, it is.
Hey, good afternoon. Sorry about that. How you doing, Fernando? My name's Aaron. Got your details from Bark regarding the graphic design services.
Yes. Aaron, you said?
Yeah, this is Aaron. I believe you're looking to get some business cards designed, electronic business cards, correct?
I need to update my business card that I have now.
All right.
The thing is, I am not. I already have the font. I have the logo. I have that stuff. I'm not techie whatsoever. So, I just need to update it as I've moved. So I need to change the address, and I would like to also have, like, one of those dot cards.
Mm-hmm. Dot cards.
Match.
E-business cards.
Yes, to match my branding.
Sure, not a problem. So I believe you're looking to get some changes done on your existing business cards, and that would be the content of the business cards. That means that you want to change the address. And you also want to change the design for your e-business card?
No, I don't have an e-business card.
Gotcha.
I would like one. Yeah. So my business card that I have now, I like the design of it.
All right.
I like my logo. I just need to change the address.
All right. So that's for your business card. Now, for your e-business, for your dot card, do you have any preferences in terms of design? Like, do you have any concept in mind?
I would like it to match my branding. If you, I don't know if you would like, can it look like my regular business card?
Yeah, we can try to make it as close to your current business card. Can I have a look at it real quick just to see what kind of dot card we can get you? Because initially, since we work on custom designs, we will present you with different concepts, different design concepts. And, of course, you'll get to have unlimited redraws and revisions. So once you're satisfied with the final product, then we're going to go ahead and provide you with all the final files so that you can start using it.
Where are you guys located?
In fact, are you close to a computer right now? We're in San Jose. If you can log on to our website, that's elitewebsitecreator.com. Are you close to a computer right now?
Yeah. So I'm looking for what?
ElitewebsiteCreator.com.
Elite WebsiteCreator.com. Okay. Okay.
And let me confirm your email real quick. Just give me 1 second. I think I got your email. It's fernando@fernandomanualhairdressing.com.
Yes, sir.
That's you? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Give me 1 second. Let me pull it up real quick. All right, I have it in front of me. Now, is it possible for you to show me your existing business card so that I can have a look at it just to find out what kind of designs we can get you for your dot card?
Sure. How can I send this to you? I'll send you, because I got it from Got Print. So I'll show you the design. I got it from Got Print. Got Print is an online service.
Yep.
That's where I got my print. Okay. So do I text you this picture or what?
Yeah, you can go ahead and text it to me, or you can email it to me. I've just went ahead and sent you a test email from my email address. Let me know if it came through into your inbox.
Okay, let's see. 13. You sent me 2 emails. Welcome to Work Fernando, and then Elite Website Creator. Which one do you want me to reply to?
Elite Website Creator, that is me. And yeah, can you check your inbox or check your junk or spam? I just sent you an email with a subject test in it. So the subject of this email, it's test email.
Yeah. All righty. You want me to reply to this one?
Yeah, that'd be great.
And if you look at my, would you mind going on my website? And I guess that'll give you an idea of.
Sure. Yeah, can I have the link to your website?
It's FernandoManuelHair.com.
Okay, it's FernandoManuelHairDressing.com.
Yes. I guess I'll be. This is the first time I've used this BERT or BART, whatever it is, and a bunch of people are calling. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I would suggest that if you don't want to get too many calls from BART, you can just go ahead and delete your post, the thing that you posted on BART, since you've already got the contacts of people who can provide you with this service. But it's up to you, you know. Sometimes it gets too overwhelming, you know, with the calls. So that's what I normally suggest to my potential clients.
Yeah, let's see how things go here. And
of course, I have your website open in front of me. That's FernandoManuelHairPressing.com. Is that you on the homepage? Tailor-made hairdressing. Is that you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, cool. It's pretty cool. So, if you don't mind me asking, Fernando, when did you get this website developed? Assuming it's been some time.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years.
A couple of years.
Yeah.
And are you like happy and satisfied with the website that you have right now?
It fulfills its purpose. It fulfills its purpose.
Okay, and are you like getting good amount of traffic and visitors on your website? Because that's the actual main purpose, is to have an online presence, but also to get a traffic and visitors foothold towards your business. So is that doing that job? Is it getting you a good amount of traffic and visitors? And are you getting, like, bookings and appointments through your website?
You know, honestly, I usually have my website for I usually just have it just so it looks professional and people are like, if this guy doesn't have a website, he must not be anybody. So it's, I don't know how many people actually go on there, or I don't know how to study that stuff.
Well, you got that part Absolutely right. If you don't have a website, you literally don't exist. Especially if you have a business and if you don't have a website, that is as unprofessional as it comes. You know, especially in this day and age, you gotta have a website, a good social media presence, and an online presence.
Yeah. So, Aaron, what are we looking for? Did you get my the email with the design of my business card?
Oh, I just got it. I just got it right now. Let me open it up. Did you attach the business card? Okay, I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your business card?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I have it upside down. Let me rotate that picture.
So one is the front and one is the back. So the front is just my
name.
That's my name, logo. That's the logo. And then now that blue square, I don't. That's not. You don't see the blue square, so it's just a white card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why there's a blue square, but it's just a white card with my name. And
yep.
Then the back.
And the back actually has the details, the contact info.
Yes, it has my phone number. The address has changed. Where? So iStudio Salon, Studio 19, 2211 Edgewater Drive. That's no longer.
All right, so that's not the. All right, so you want to change the address in this business card, but you want to keep
yes.
the same design. Did I get that right?
Correct. I want to keep the same business card, the same design, the same layout. I just need to change the address and also have a e-card that's designed that goes with my branding. Something that looks nice and minimalist, sharp, crisp, you know, something that just looks professional.
Yep, and the do you have the logo for your business? Is that the logo that you have on the website? One of the just the fonts and the black and the blue.
Mm-hmm. I have a file that my last designer. He's just my designer. He's I think he's stopped doing the stuff. So. But I do have the file, I guess, with the workup and all that lingo stuff that you guys do.
Oh,
the
great.
Workup,
so you mean you have the AI vector file so that
yes, I
can make changes.
I have all of that. I have all of that.
Oh, that's pretty good.
The font, the logo, I have all of it.
Oh, that's pretty good. I wanted to show you some of the business cards. Just bear with me for a moment. Let me. Can I email it to you, or should I text it to you?
Sure, you can email it to me. So, Aaron, what are you looking? What am I looking at to spend? Pretty simple, pretty basic stuff. What are we looking at?
Now, just wanna. Get some more details so that I can give you the exact amount, how much it's going to cost you, and what's the how much the total damage is going to be in terms of the pricing. Now, are you just looking to get the cards designed, or do you also want to get them printed, the regular business cards?
I can send them out to print because I usually use the online got print. And uploaded, and you know, so I just want to, you know, I order, it's probably like $20 for like 100 cards or something.
Yeah, that's right. So that's you pay $20 for 100 cards printed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty good. So in terms of the design, let me explain to you the process for the e-business card. We'll provide you with unlimited concepts and unlimited redraws and revisions with all the final files. The total damage that you're looking at is going to be $149, and that includes 100% ownership right and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, after looking at your website, I have a few questions in mind if that's okay with you. Your website, since you said that it's been a couple of years since you had it developed, I see that it was developed on an outdated language, on an outdated platform. I believe the reason you're not getting the amount of visitors and traffic that you are supposed to originally, it's because Google and other search engines don't really support the platform that your current website is built on. Although it's going to show up on search engines, but it's not going to get a good ranking, or it's not going to come up on the keyword-related searches, at least not on the top searches.
So what does this mean?
This means that you do have a website, but the reason you're not getting a business through your website, it's because you're not getting traffic and visitors on it. The reason you're not getting traffic and visitors on it is because it's built on an outdated platform. Let me show you something, something that we recently worked on. This is just to give you an idea.
Aaron, you notice the website is just simple. I don't need this super complicated website. If you notice, it's pretty simple to the point. As my logo, a little bit about me, the services that I offer, the work that I've done, contact information, very simple.
Of course,
you know,
design. The design, I'm not referring to the design. You can have very simple, elegant, and easy to navigate. You can have a design just the way you want it. If you want to have it as simple as possible, you can definitely have that. What I was referring to, it's basically the programming language and the platform it's built on. So, it can be very simple, even on a latest up-to-date platform, mainly WordPress and PHP language. Let me show you what I was referring to. One of the projects we recently worked on, it's warrantrikami.com. Warrantrikami.com. Do you want me to spell that for you?
Yeah, give me one second. I didn't even know he was in there. Okay. I need to look up
Warrant, as in
Warrant?
W-A-R-R-E-N, Warren.
Uh-huh.
Trikami, that's T-R-I, T as in Tom, R-I.
Give me one sec. T-R-I.
C-O-M-E.
T-R-I. C-O-
yeah, T-R-I, C-O-M-E, Trikami.
Oh, Trikami.
Yeah, Trikami. And Warren,
yeah.
Warren Trikami. I'm sure you must have heard Warren Trikami. It's
Yeah,
we worked on the front and the back end. And if you look at their website, it's not very complicated. It's very easy to navigate. Although they have a design preference, which is very close to what the design that they have. It's black and white. Do you have it open in front of you?
Yeah, I do. I can't really do anything. It's it says Warren Trikami, top left, $50 off your first cut and color. It says close, so I can close that. Okay.
Oh, you can close that in. Do you see the book appointment option?
Yes.
Book online, find a salon, and it also has like a chat option, like where it says have a question.
Uh-huh.
So these are basically features and functionalities that you can add since it's built on a updated platform. Let me show you another one. And this is just to give you an idea, even though you can have a simple and very, you know, easy to navigate and elegant outlook of the website. And you can have, you know, you can have very simple and basic features. But as long as it's developed on an updated platform, you can expect to have a good amount of traffic. You can expect to have a good ranking on search engine.
Okay. So what do you recommend?
What I would recommend is, you know, is I, what I would recommend is to give your brand a bit of a rehaul.
Give my brand a little bit of a what?
A rehaul. Give it a little bit of a refresh and update.
Okay. And how do you go about that?
The way we go about that is by updating your website. First, updating your website, developing on a updated platform on WordPress PHP language, so that once it goes live and once it's on once it's available on Google and other search engines, if people were trying to look up for your services, if they're trying to find you on, you know, on search engines, they're able to find you on the ranking. You're not going to show up on, like, the 10th or the 15th page. That wouldn't make any sense. Secondly,
yeah,
what we're going to do is we're going
to... Mind is that for you to be found, that's, like, optimization stuff that you got to pay for ads and all that. I don't think it's the language that... It's not your web design. It's more on you paying to be up on the top searches.
That is something else. What you're referring to is search engine optimization. What I'm referring to is if you look at our website, that will give you an idea. If you go to our website, that's elitewebsitecreator.com. There you see on one of our packages, it says search engine submission. That means that once we get a website up and running, we submit the website on different search engines with all the related keywords and meta tags. The reason it's not coming up on the searches right now, or at least not on top searches, it's because it's not submitted on any of these search engines with the meta titles and keyword descriptions.
Yeah, I don't understand any of this. This is all Chinese to me. You know,
As you say, let me explain it to you in English instead of Chinese, or, you know, pardon my Chinese. But what I was trying to say is most of the updated website that we work on, they are very SEO friendly. They are very search engine friendly. Don't have to do a whole lot of search engine optimization to have a search engine friendly SEO friendly website. You know what I mean? You can have a SEO-friendly website by having a you know, optimized content. Now you don't have to do a whole a complete search engine optimization for your website. You can have a. You do not know. In order to come up on the searches, in order to come up on the ranking, you don't need to do a whole lot of search engine optimization. Although that is. That is essential to some extent, but that is something if you want to keep on getting traffic and visitors, if you want to continue, you know, running the campaign, and if you want to continue using the SEO campaigns to get the pull the visitors and traffic to your website. Like most of the websites that you see on the on Google, not all of them are highly SEO optimized. The reason they're coming up on search engines is because they are submitted on search engines with all the related keywords. Like the most used keyword in your industry is, I believe, let me see your website. Give me 1 second. All right, so it's Fernando Hairdressing. So hairdressing kind of services that you provide, those are actually the keywords like hair products or haircut or hair color and hair treatment. So these are basically just to name a few keywords that are used in your industry. So what we basically do is we submit your website using all those keywords and meta tags, and we submit it on all the search engines like Google and Yahoo and Bing, so that once it goes live and once it's operational, without having to do the SEO, the website is going to come up on the searches, if that makes sense.
And this is something that you pay one time and that's it, or it's a monthly something?
No, it's not a recurring or monthly charge for that. It's just a one-time fee. We design or redesign the website. We do the front and back end development, or do the redevelopment using the latest platform, the latest technology, mainly WordPress and PHP. And that is just a one-time fee. There are recurring charges for this, no monthly or no annual charge.
So it's just a one and done.
It's just a one-time fee, correct? Let me show you.
And how much?
Sure. Let me get to the pricing, but before that, let me show you one of the other projects, which I think you're, because right now your website, I don't think it has an appointment setting feature either, right? It doesn't allow the visitors of, you know, when it comes to the website, it does not allow them to book an appointment through the website. Am I correct?
No, because I don't want to. I personally don't want them to book appointments, but they send me a request through the website.
A request form?
Yes, they sent, if you go to contact, mm-hmm. and then it takes you to book now, mm-hmm. there's, on there, you fill out like a little request, your name, your email, and then the message,
yep.
then it sends me a request. I don't want them booking appointments, because sometimes they don't know what they're booking. They'll block off too much time, and they don't book the right appointments. So I don't let them do that.
Right. So what you're referring to is what we call a lead generation form. That's where people come on the website and they drop in their information, and so that you can the information goes directly into your inbox, and that you can reach out to the clients directly. Now, how long you've been in the business? You must have a good amount of clients already.
I could use more. I can use more business. There's always room for growth.
Absolutely. And how long you been in the business, if you don't mind me asking?
Over 20 years.
Over 20 years?
Yes.
That's definitely a long period of time. And do you have any social media presence besides the website?
I have an Instagram account, a Facebook account, but I really don't use them. I'm not savvy with this stuff.
Okay.
So if you look on my website at the bottom, there's an Instagram and there's a Facebook, but I really don't use it.
Okay. I mean, if you ask me and if you ask anyone, it's given that you get most of your traffic through search engines, but a lot of it also comes through social media as well. So it's always good to have an updated social media presence. Now, I don't see a link to your Facebook or Instagram on the website. Where'd you say it is? On the bottom?
If you go to the very bottom.
I am at the very bottom, but I don't see it.
Yeah, if you go at the very bottom, under Book Now, there's a blue stripe, and it says Follow Me on Social Media.
Okay, all right. I see it. Okay, since you're close to the computer right now, if you can also log into thedrawingroomny.com.
What is it?
The Drawing Room.
THEDRAW Drawing Room?
Drawing, yep. The Drawing Room, New York, NY thedryingroomenvy.com.
Okay.
Let me know when it comes up.
Yep, I'm here.
All right, so they're on the homepage. You see there's a video that comes up first. And then if you scroll down, before you scroll down, just on the left of the video, do you see the social media icons?
Yes.
So the reason for that, instead of putting it on the bottom of the website, the reason that we put this right on the homepage, it's because sometimes people don't really browse through or scroll through the entire, you know, the entire website. Sometimes
yeah.
The information that they're looking for, what we try to do is to try to put it as on the nose as possible so that they can look at the information. They don't have to, you know, the navigation doesn't have to be that complicated. For someone like you or for someone like most of your clients who are not very tech savvy, we believe it's a good option for them to have the features and have the links appear right on the homepage, right in front of you, so that they don't have to look for it. It's right there where they can see it.
Okay.
And
that makes sense.
Yep, and the outlook of the website, except the video part, because that's a custom video. Except for the video part, if you scroll down under a unique Soho hairdresser, hair salon, and then you got the reviews on there. Which is, again, since you've been in the business 20 years, you must have a good amount of reviews and client testimonials that you can use, which can actually boost your online presence. You know, the more testimonials, the more visitors, and the more reviews that you get on your website, the better the ranking of your website is going to be on search engine, if it makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
So, like I said, let me explain you the process. Initially, what we're going to do is we're going to present you with different layout options for the website. Or we're going to present you with different mock-ups, like how the website is going to look like. And once you finalize the design part, then we're going to start working on the development, the front end, the back end development. And all this...
What I want to have an idea of price range, so like that, I don't...
Of course.
I started on something that I can't.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If you can visit our website, that's elitewebsitecreator.com. I think I told you the name of the website at the beginning of the call. Did I? I did, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you go to our website, elitewebsitecreator.com, there on the on our website, there is a package listed under professional website.
I don't see that. Professional websites? I just see
professional.
I see affordable for every business, and then basic low package, startup package, professional package.
Oh, yeah. They're under the affordable for every business, besides the logo, do you see the web design?
Web design? I see all in one combo. No, I don't see anything about web design.
Okay, right on top of the menu tab here, do you see where it says home, about, services, packages, combo?
Yes.
Okay, so can you click on the combo?
Combo packages?
Yeah.
Okay.
So under the combo packages, there are two packages that I think would be ideal for your website and for your business right now. There's the basic combo package and there's the startup combo package.
Okay.
Now, the prices are you know, the prices vary depending on the features and depending on the products and services you add. So if you want like a basic solution with the updated website language and the updated website design and the business cards and the e-business card, you're looking at, for the basic combo, you're looking at the total amount of $445.
So this includes what? This would be with my business cards?
And the website, yep.
Okay, so this would be with my business card, my electronic business card.
Yep, and
the revamp
your website and social media pages as well. I don't know if you can see it, but right below where it says complete deployment, you see Facebook design, Twitter design.
I'm sorry?
Right below where it says complete deployment, on the basic combo package, do you see the basic combo package, one for $445?
Uh-huh. So suitable?
Yep. So if you put your mouse on the basic combo, and if you just scroll through the features that are listed under basic combo package, do you see it now?
Yeah.
So if you just scroll through the list of features that are included in the basic combo, you get business cards, you get the e-business card. If you want to add letterheads and envelopes and invoice design, you also get that. And besides that, you get a 5-page website with mobile responsive feature.
A what?
Mobile responsive feature.
What does that mean?
Mobile responsive feature is where your website is accessible across all the operating system. It'll come up on all the mobile devices, not just on laptop or computer. So if you try to, if you try to log on to your website, your current website, with a mobile device, like, did you try logging to your website with a phone?
Yes.
And how is the performance of your website?
It comes up on my phone. It comes up on my on my iPad. It comes up on my desktop as well.
Yep, I'm looking at your website right now. So if you your website, FernandoManualHairdressing.com, the social media icons which you were telling me about, they're coming up on. If I look up your website on a phone, on a mobile device, I'd be able to see the Facebook and the Instagram and the YouTube icon. But if I log into your website on a computer or a laptop, I don't see any social media icons. Is that just me, or you're facing the same issue?
I'm not sure, because I always look at it on my iPad.
Right. Do you have a computer or a laptop in front of you right now? Do you have access to a computer or a laptop?
Yeah, I put one up.
So can you try logging into your website on a computer or a laptop?
Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm here.
Are you on the website? Fernando Manual Hair Person. Okay, cool. So if you browse through your website, are you on a computer or a laptop?
I'm on a computer.
Great. So if you scroll through your website, Do you see the social media icons at the bottom of the website?
Yes, at the very bottom, under the map.
Okay, that's weird. The last thing that I'm looking at on your website, it's the Google map.
Yeah, it says book now, and then there's a map, and then underneath the map there's a blue band, and it says follow me on social media, and there's Instagram, Facebook, and
like where is it? I can't see it. If I scroll through the bottom of the website, the last thing that I can see, it's just a Google map. Like, let me show you the screenshot of my screen.
Well, you know what? I noticed that on my website, like when you go to the bottom,
right,
still more space on the bottom where you can just keep scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Can you FaceTime?
Sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
Can you FaceTime?
Yeah, we can do a Zoom. So, do you want to share the screen? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do Zoom for sure.
Let me
send you a Zoom invite. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Give me one sec. Okay. You have the Zoom, right? You're gonna be on Zoom through your phone or your laptop?
Sure. Yeah, I can do it through my phone.
All right, cool. Give me one second.
So,
and, sorry, what was
I'm
that?
Sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say the... Sorry, go ahead.
So you guys will revamp this. Now, I use... It's called Wix.
Wix. Okay. You're currently using Wix? You have a website through Wix.com? Okay.
You guys will still continue to use Wix? You just kind of revamp it for me, or
that's right.
I don't understand.
Yeah, the website that you currently have is through Wix.com, right? So we can continue using the Wix and revamp your website on Wix.
Okay. Am I waiting for a Zoom invite?
Yeah, that's right. Just come on. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. So let me email you the Zoom link. All right. There you go. Did you get my email?
Not yet.
Oh, come through. Just give it a second. Aaron, it should be on Aaron at Elite. Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at EliteWebsiteCreator.com.
Mm-mm.
No?
I've never seen. No.
All right, the email that I'm using, it's Fernando at FernandoManualHairPressing.com.
Yeah, you sent me something earlier.
Yeah,
email.
That's right. All right, there you go. It just got into my send items. It was in my outbox, so assuming since it just got into my send items, you should receive my email any second.
So, Aaron, would I, if we move forward, there you go, got it. If we move forward, will you be my contact person? Will you be in charge of all of this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll be in contact, and I'll be the main point of contact, and I'll provide you with the regular updates. You'll be assigned with a dedicated project manager.
Yeah.
And you'll have the complete say throughout the entire process. Like, we work on milestone basis, so we don't really move forward with the next step until we get an approval on the previous step. So let's say first we start working on the design part, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to present you with different design options, and once you approve the design, then we're going to move towards the next step, and then the front end and the back end, and then getting the website live. Now, the best part is your current website, FernandoManualHairPressing.com, it's not going to affect the current website that you have until we finish working on the new website. So before we get the new website up and running, we're going to put it on a demo server. So you'll actually be able to see how the website looks like and how it works before we actually get it live. And once it's ready to go live, we're just going to simply replace your new website with the old website.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Sure.
Did you get my invite?
I'm here on Zoom.
Oh, okay.
I see your little icon. Do you see me?
Yeah, I do. Hi there.
Hello. Okay, so what?
So yeah, if you want to share the screen, I can show you what I was basically what I see when I log into your website. Okay, let me share that with you real quick.
Do you see my screen?
Yep, I see that. So
okay.
if you scroll down right on the bottom of the page, can you
see this?
Yeah, contact.
I click on it. Book now.
Okay, so that comes on the contact, doesn't it? That
well,
only comes
my contacts are here because my email, phone number, here is where they would send the request. Here's the map. But if you notice, there's more space to go down. I just realized that.
Yep, that's one thing.
You keep scrolling down, there's the map that you see I don't know if that's what you're looking at.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking at. So you don't really see anything after the maps. That's the home page, right?
I don't know what this is. That's just extra page.
Now originally the way it's supposed to is the how it's supposed to look. It's if you look at the drawingroomny.com, it doesn't matter if you're on the contact page or if you're on the home page or if you're on the service page. The header and the footer of the website, that they kind of remain the same throughout the entire website. So if you look at the drawingroomny.com, you've got the Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter icons and the Gmail icon right on the bottom of the page.
Uh-huh, yes.
So let me share that with you. Do you see my screen?
Yeah. I do not. I just see an A. Okay. You're coming up. Uh-huh.
So this is basically what I was talking about. Now, if I go to your website, hold up. Okay, so now I'm on your website. And I'm going to share the screen with you. Do you see it?
Yes, now I do.
You do, right? So if I scroll down, let's keep scrolling down. Just going to keep scrolling down.
You passed it.
Yeah, you see? It shouldn't pass this. It should end right here. This is supposed to be the footer of the website, if it makes sense. But it doesn't end. But it doesn't end there. You just gotta keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. Right at the bottom, where you see the maps. Now the outlook of the website. That's not how it's supposed to look like. The alignment of the website. It's a bit off as well.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah, and that actually has my old address.
That needs updating as well. Now, do you have the access to your the access to your website? The admin access, I mean.
That is I can give you the Wix. It's Wix.
Okay, it's through Wix. Now, are you able to edit the content of your website? Like,
yes.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. So, basically, that's what you call a content management system. We are going to provide you with a updated content management system. So, even after the website goes live, you really wouldn't need any professional help. Like you don't really need any programming or coding knowledge to update the content of your website. You can simply log into the back end of your website using an ID and a password, and just like using a Facebook page or using an Instagram page, you can easily edit the content of your website, edit the pictures, remove any picture if you want.
Mm-hmm. And if I needed help with that, all you got to do it for me?
Absolutely, yep. We do offer technical support and back-end support on our projects. So if there's any issue or if there's any bugs, if there's any issue with the performance of the website, we'll definitely help you out with that. Nowadays, the websites are supposed to come up in less than 3 seconds time. So if your website's taking more than 3 seconds to come up, that's where you're losing your potential clients.
Okay.
So that's what we basically try to do, is make sure that the website that we develop, they come up in less than 3 seconds time, and they come up on ranking as well. On search engines, and not just on Google, but Yahoo and Bing. So we target all the search engines.
Okay, Aaron, so tell me, what is my damage on this going to be? So you guys will address my website. So it'll be
that is correct.
It'll be running on newer on the newer language that you say. You will also you would adjust it so it's also going to be a more would you also kind of adjust the website to make it more make any tweaks that need to be made?
Yeah, absolutely. We are going to provide you with the complete website rehaul. And we're going to update the content of your website. If there's any updates you need related to the content of your website, we're going to help you out with that. And all of that is going to be covered under the basic combo package. So that's basically that's how much the total damage is going to be.
Okay. Now, and then this will also include you guys make my tweak up my cards, my business cards, and you're going to order some dot e-cards for me as well.
Correct. That is absolutely correct. If you look at the basic combo package that we have on our website.
What's your website again?
A lead website, creator.com.
From your combo packages. So, I'm going to explain to my wife.
Yeah, is she there right now, or you want to put her on a conference call, or would you like me to walk her through?
Well, I don't think so. This package here, $445, they will tweak up our website where it's up-to-date language, supposedly what he says, because the how it was designed, I guess it's kind of old language. So by being on the up-to-date language, supposedly, it'll be easier to find on the website. It also includes updating my business cards. And
what about your business cards?
I need the business cards. They're going to keep it, but it's the same thing, but the address needs to be changed.
Okay.
So they'll change that, and they'll also design a dot card, the electronic cards.
Mm-hmm.
So, Aaron, my wife said that the price here says starting at.
I'm sorry, what was it?
My wife says that the website says starting at. That. So what would our price be?
Starts at $445. So originally the combo package, they usually go on for a bit high prices. The prices for the combo packages are usually a bit higher, but nowadays, since we were just like 6 days, seven days apart from the 4th of July, so we still have that promotion going on. So that's why we're able to get it down to $445. So this basic combo right now starts at $445, and the combo packages, they start at $445, and they go all the way up to $29.95.
Okay, so what would make it go up? I guess the question is, because it says starting at, what would make it go up?
Yeah, so if you look at the startup combo, which is a step up from the basic combo,
mm-hmm.
That one has unlimited logo concepts. That one has more stationary designs. That one has unlimited pages of website. Now, you have about six pages of website. So getting a package with unlimited pages of website wouldn't be suitable for you now, would it?
No, because I don't need that.
Exactly. You don't need that many pages.
So I guess my wife's concern is that here we agree on 445, and then by the time we're done, it ends up being more than that.
Oh, no, absolutely not. The basic combo package, everything that you're looking at, it's going to be included. Those are the list of deliverables that we're going to provide you with the basic combo. So that's the only one-time fee. There are no recurring or monthly charges after that. The prices are not going to go up unless you add more features. So let's say if you want to add more pages, or if you, let's say if you want to add logo concepts. You don't want us to work on the logo, right?
No, that's already done.
Exactly. So the basic combo basically includes the unlimited logo concepts as well. So you don't need any unlimited logo concepts. You don't need any unlimited pages or websites. You just need the work for the 5 to 6 pages of website, correct?
Correct. Let me – do you have any questions? No? Okay. So if we could go over this so then it says under the basic combo package, it has 5 custom design concepts.
Yep.
Okay. So 5. So you guys will throw in 5 custom logos.
Absolutely. So if you're happy with your current logo concept, we can provide you different variations for that so that you can use it on different platforms. Like you can use the same logo but slightly different variation on your social media pages.
Okay. So then, yeah, because I like my – I already like my logo, and I already have that on the outside of my my business.
Yep, so we can use the same logo, but it's always good to have a slight variation of the same logo so that you can use it for different purposes.
Okay, so then it also says 2 designers, so 5 concepts by 2 designers. What's an icon design?
It's the same as your Facebook or Instagram design. Like the icons for the Facebook and Instagram and Twitter for your social media pages, basically.
Okay, so you guys will make an icon design for me as well?
Correct, for your website. So, so when you look at our website, a lead website creator, like on the top, on the home tab, where it says Best Design Agency in U.S. So it's got a icon on there on top. And we're going to create a custom icon for your social media pages as well.
Okay.
So those are the icon designs.
Okay. It also says business card,
letterhead,
envelope, fax text. So... what is MS Word letterhead? Microsoft?
Yeah, it's a Word file. You can have that letterhead in a Word file. We can have it. We can provide you that in a PDF file. That's up to you.
Okay. 5-page website. Mobile responsive.
Oh yeah, that's mobile responsive. That's something that we just went over a few minutes ago. It basically allows visitors and traffic to browse through the website from any mobile device.
Oh, yes.
It'll come up exactly the way the interface is going to be exactly the way it is on the on a laptop or a computer.
Gotcha. And then team of expert designers and developers, 8 stock images?
I mean... 8 is just a number. We can definitely have more stock images if you want. Stock images and banner designs, those are like the content infographics that are going to go on the website.
I don't know what's a banner design. What's a banner design?
Okay, so if you look at our elite website, creator.com, where it says customer base because of our high-end work, do you see it?
Where is this?
That's just above versus pricing plan that works for everyone.
On top of that,
right above pricing plan.
Where it says we are loved and supported by our customer base. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's right. We highly regard our customer reviews as it helps us to do better in the future and apply any changes in our process if required. Combo package. Right where it says pricing plan, that works for everyone. Just above that, you know, just on top of that, what do you see?
I see this like a rectangle, a gray rectangle with some purple words, and it says we are loved and supported by our customer base.
Yeah, that's right. That's the banner design, basically.
Okay.
So,
you guys would decide where to put that, because I think on my website right now is just my logo.
Yeah, banner designs normally go on top, and then on the footer, we usually have the Facebook icons, the social media icons, and the quick links. Like if you go to our website, our lead website, creator.com, or even if you go to the drawingroomny.com, there on the bottom of the website where it says the drawing room, and then you got the social media icons for the Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's basically the footer. And the header includes the banner design and the menu tab where it says services, book online, studio.
Okay. jQuery sliders. What's jQuery slider?
jQuery slider, that's basically when you are, sliding through right or left, or if you're, like, browsing through, horizontal or vertical, you get a numeric value with a certain range. You know what I mean? It's like a UI slider so that you can slide to the right or slide to the left of the page.
Okay.
Like, let me give you an example for that.
Are you talking about like when you slide up and down the page?
Yeah, that's right. Or if you if you see a slide and if you want to go to the left or right of the page.
Like where my reviews are?
Exactly, where you see the reviews, and if you click on the right, it'll take you to the next review, and it'll show you the next review, and then the next review. That's basically your jQuery slider.
Okay.
So if you have multiple reviews and testimonials, we can definitely use a jQuery slider, and there on the. Do you have, like, any video testimonials from any of your clients?
I do not. But I have, on Google, I have several reviews there. I have a few reviews that maybe we can pick up from there, or no?
We can, actually. And we can actually show those reviews on your website. Those Google reviews, like, they don't have to go to that Google page to see the reviews. They can see those Google reviews from your website.
Kind of how you see my reviews on my website now.
Let me see the reviews on your website, because I didn't really see any reviews on your website. Okay, let me click on the review page. Yeah, that is correct. Yep, so we've got the jQuery slider on your reviews, And those reviews, are they from Google? I don't think so.
They were picked up from I think they were picked up from some some reviews.
Yeah, so those are basically picked up already and then they were put on the website. What I'm referring to is that you get a real-time update. So let's say if someone goes to Google and put a review, it's going to automatically show that on your website.
So what happens to the reviews I have now on Google? They won't show.
They're going to stay there. Those are going to stay there. It's just the more review
to show up on the website as well.
Yeah, let's say if you want to keep those reviews there, that they can stay there, and the more reviews clients are going to add through Google or Trustpilot or any other platform, they're going to show they're going to be reflected automatically on your website. Like they're going to come up on your website automatically. Let's say if someone goes on Google and writes a review, it's going to reflect on your website directly. That also includes social media as well.
Yeah. My question is, can we take some of the reviews that we already have Google and put them on my website?
Yeah, we most certainly can.
Okay. And then free Google-friendly sitemap. What is that? Kind of like the map that I have now?
That's kind of like a mapping of your website so that it starts coming up on different search engines. Now, the primary focus is, of course, it's Google because it's one of the biggest search engine platform out there. But it's sort of like the mapping of your website with all the keywords and all the meta tag descriptions. So you can map a URL of a site to create a short and easy to remember address for your public website.
Okay, and a complete W3C certified HTML. What does that mean?
That means that it's officially certified with Google and other, primarily Google and other search engines as well. It's basically it's an organization set up by the major players on the internet, particularly the web browser developers. So it's a standard compliance for different web languages. So it's a HTML certified. That means that the website is certified by the HTML programming language.
Okay. All righty.
So that's like a certification, basically. Confirming that the website is certified with the HTML.
Yeah. It doesn't say anything about my electronic business card.
It does not say that, but let me go ahead and add that to this package, because let me ask you this: will you be needing all the stationery designs that are included in this plan? The icon design, the letterheads, the envelopes, and the fax template.
I would need the business card.
Of course, the business cards are. They're already in there. What about the letterheads, envelope, and fax template? Or
I don't think I'll need the fax template.
Exactly. So we can just replace that with the e-business card, the doc card.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. If you'd like that in writing, I can send you that on in writing on the email. So
okay.
That you have that in the records as well.
Okay. And so how do we go about this? Will you guys will design? I can send you what? Where are you right now? I can send you what I used to order. I already sent you the. Okay, copy. I'm going to send you another email. No, not that one. Here. I sent you another email.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a look at it.
Because again, Aaron, I am not techie at all, so actual sign. So I just sent it to you.
Oh, that's okay. That's actually where we come in, and that's where we can actually help you out with. Now, you don't have to be tech savvy at all. The email, I didn't receive that email yet. Did you send me something on the email? Oh, okay, I see it. You just replied back to the test email.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
so
that's
no, but those are the same business card designs. Did you say?
Yes, correct. So those are that's what I ordered. The 1.75 by that's my.
Okay.
That's what I ordered.
Gotcha. So that's the business card specs.
Correct. So those are the business card specs, but just so you have an idea, that's what I want. You have the front, the back. Do you need the new address?
Absolutely. I'll need the content that's going to go on the business card so that we can update that on the business card. And the way our process work is I can go ahead and get your account set up and provide you with the account confirmation number. And by the end of the day today, I'll go ahead and get the business cards updated for you. And within 24 hours, we'll have the initial website mock-ups ready for you. So you'll have some design options to look at, and if you want any revisions and redraws on the website layout and website mockups, we can go back and forth on the changes. So
okay.
Basically, within 24 hours, we'll start presenting you with the website mockups and website layout designs.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So, do you have any deadline or timeline for the for the business cards or for the website?
Well, you said you can start on it with. Well, you said the business card you'll have done by today.
Correct. The content changes on the business card, like the updates on the business card. I'll have it done by today. And the website layout, I'll assign the team to start working on the website layout from today. And it usually takes about 12-24 hours to get the initial mockups ready. So we'll have the initial mockups ready for you within 12-24 hours. But for the business cards, we'll have the changes done by the end of the day today.
Okay, and does that also, do you need to know as far as the dot cards, what I want to get?
For that I'm going to share a business card questionnaire form. It's a brief form that's where you can provide us all the information of what you want for the dot business card so that we can start working on designing the dot business card as per your preferences.
Yeah. And is this, do you recommend the dot, or is there a different company that you would recommend? I'm sure you've heard of dot.
Yeah, the dot business cards, those are very common nowadays. The dotcards.net, is that where you get it from? Dot cards?
I've never got it. That's why I wanna have some gift to clients, and then I wanna have the dot one. So whenever I'm around town, I don't have to carry a bunch of business cards.
Basically, Dot lets you design your own business cards, but we'll be basically e-business cards, basically. And what we do is we also provide custom e-business cards. So you can let us know if you have any, like, design preferences or if there's, like, any design that you like for the Dot business card.
Because I know they say that you have – they create – like you have an account with the Dot, and then will you guys will also design that so it matches my website.
Correct. We have to make sure the design for the logo for the you know, for the website and for the business cards with the stationery, they all remain similar so that they don't look like, you know, something completely different from your brand.
Yeah. Correct. But what I'm talking about, I'm under the impression that Dot, I guess you have a profile with them, like when they share, when they look you up, the information that is transferred over to their phone, that looks consistent with our brand.
So Dot Business Card, what it does, it utilizes the near-field communication. It allows the instant transfer of anything from your contact info to your website and even all your social media accounts. So it's like a Dot device comes in form of a smart business card.
But isn't it like when they scan your card, then you pop up, your information pops up on their phone. But isn't there like a profile with your picture, your name, all of that stuff?
Yeah, it has a complete profile.
I just want that to look consistent with – I want it to look cohesive with my brand.
Yeah, we'll actually go ahead and customize your Dot card. We're going to create a custom Dot card. You can let us know. In terms of design, you can specify the colors of your Dot, the quantity, and the how many orders you want to process for the Dot cards. We're going to present you the mock-ups for the Dot cards.
Yeah, I understand the card. Yes, you made that clear with the card, but I'm talking about, do I not have a profile with Dot? Like with my information? Like it's almost like a website.
Yeah, do you already have that profile? Because if you don't, we're going to create that for you.
Perfect. That will look consistent with my brand.
With the design of your brand, yeah, with the outlook of your brand.
Yes, that was my question. Okay, yes, we can move forward, Aaron.
All right, let me go ahead and get the initial process started. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Fernando Diaz.
Fernando Diaz. D-I-A-Z?
Yes, sir.
The account is going to be under Fernando Diaz, or do you want me to set it up under Fernando Hair Dressing?
Fernando Manuel Hair Dressing under the business name, please.
Fernando Manuel Hair Dressing.
Yes, hair dressing is one word.
Yep. And the email that I have, is this the one where I sent you the test email at? Is that the best email to reach you at, Fernando?
Fernando at Fernando Manuel Hairdressing.
Gotcha. Fernando at Fernando Manuel Hairdressing.com.
Yes.
All right. And this here is the best contact number to reach you at. Is there any secondary number you want to provide in case we're not able to reach you at this one?
Nope. That's at 407-538-6529.
All right. And you're the primary contact. You're the primary person to speak to in terms of the project.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. And which card you'll be using to process the amount of 445? You'll be using the Master, Visa, or Amex put on file?
It'll be Amex. Now, do you pay it in full at first or half, and then when it's complete, the other half?
That the amount it's paid in full, But you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. The designs that we're going to provide you with, they come with a 100% unique design guarantee. We guarantee that the designs that we're going to create for you, they are going to be completely unique. And you can check that. You can double check those designs on the internet and with anything, with any software. We're going to make sure that the designs we're going to provide you with, they're going to be completely unique and fully customized designs. So it won't be something that's already out there. But yeah, the payment projects, any project less than the $1,500 are usually paid in full. The timeline of the project is going to be about 1 or 2 weeks. So the project itself isn't too complicated or isn't too isn't too lengthy to be divided into different milestones. So when a project it's lengthy and it's divided into different milestones, that's when we actually divide the payment.
Okay. So. Awesome. Now, but you guys will kind of, you're going to refresh the website as well. So the website is going to have a new look as well.
Absolutely. We're going to present you with different mock-ups and different layout design options for the website. And they'll be fully custom designed, so we can go back and forth on the changes. You'll get to have unlimited redraws and unlimited revisions. So we can go back and forth on the designs. Once you're 100% satisfied, then we're going to move towards the development. Like, let me show you one of the custom designs we recently did. I'm pretty sure you're going to like this one. Just give me 1 second. But yeah, answer your question, it'll be a fully customized design.
And if you look at the website now, I like, you know, minimalist, clean, sharp, modern, not too busy.
The styles of our designs, the concepts are contemporary, modern, unless client wants a classic or vintage style. We normally go for a contemporary and modern look.
Yeah.
Now, the drawingroomny.com, the one that I showed you earlier, how do you like the design for that one? Because that one's simple, that one's unique, and it's elegant, and it's contemporary. Do you like the design for that one? What about the WarrenTracomi.com? That one's a bit fancy.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think? What are your what's your feedback? What are your thoughts about the on the WarrenTracomi design?
There's parts of it that I like. And then there's parts of it that I think it's a bit too weird.
Okay. And are there like any websites out there that you already like or if you would like us to use as reference?
Give me 1 sec. Let's see. Yeah, this is just a really big. He has a big, it's pretty big and very. Mm-hmm.
And are there any pictures or images that you would like, your pictures and images that you would like to use for the website? You can let me know. You can provide me with the latest images that you would like to use for the website, and I will go ahead and get it updated on the mock-ups, the initial mock-ups that we're going to present you with.
Yeah. No, I don't have... I actually... don't have any new pictures, but if in the future, if I get pictures and I need you guys to see it, I can call you guys for that?
Yeah, sure. Because usually that part comes when we finalize the design. So initially, we're going to work on the user interface, the website mock-ups and website design layouts. So once you approve the design, once we have a go-ahead, once you give us a go-ahead on the design part, then we're going to start populating the website with the content and the images, and we're going to pull the content from your existing website for the about services, reviews, for the My Work Shop and contact page.
Okay. So... yeah, I don't have any new pictures, but I know that I am due for new pictures. So right now, we'll just have to use the pictures that we have.
Sure, sure. We can continue using the pictures that you currently have right now. And if there's any other pictures that you would like to use, just you can simply email that to me, and I'll get it uploaded on the website.
Alrighty. So... yeah, I like a combination of the Tricosi, or the Tricomi, and the writing room.
All right.
And then there's one called AlexanderHairdressing.com.
Let me look it up. AlexanderHairdressing.com.
Mm-hmm. It's just simple and
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Best hairdresser in Orlando. That's the one, yeah.
Alexander Hairdressing.
Is that the one in Orlando?
Yes, sir.
All right. I think I see what you mean. But we can actually get you something way, way better than this one.
I like that. I like that.
Like,
good.
Like you're gonna be absolutely happy with the concepts we're gonna present you with, because the designs that you currently have, and the design that you just showed me for Alexander Hayek-Resson, we can show you something very, very unique and very good. I think you're going to like it a lot.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Well, I'm looking.
Are we still connected? Yeah. Sorry, I thought I lost you there. Would you like me to send you the invoice on the same email?
To the email address? Yes.
FernandoManualHairdressing.com. Let me go ahead and complete the rest of the process.
Yes.
Now, we were the payment processing part. You said that you have the Visa card or is the MasterCard?
American Express.
Oh, Amex. All right, cool. Ready when you are with the long card numbers.
3767
4263 71 4263 71
4263 71
4263 71
11009.
All right. Just to make sure I have the right numbers, you said it's an AMAX starting with 37674263.
Sorry, and repeat that again.
3767.
Yes.
4263.
Yes.
711009.
Yes, sir. Expiration date, it's 1126.
1126?
Yes, sir. Expiration is 1126.
All right.
And the security code, do you need that?
Yep, the CVV code at the back.
412.
I'm sorry, you said it's 412?
4122.
4122, got it.
Yes.
And Fernando, the zip code that's associated with this, the billing address with the card?
32822.
32822, that's the zip code associated with the billing address of the card, right?
Correct.
Okay, though, just bear with me for a moment. All right. Let me go ahead. I've just emailed you a website questionnaire form. Meanwhile, I'm getting the account ready. I'm setting up the account for you. Let me know if you received the website questionnaire form and a business card questionnaire form. Just that's just to help us with the initial design, so that we can once we start the process, it'll give us some information to get going, you know.
Yeah.
Let me know if the questionnaire form, if it came through or not.
Not yet. The last email I got from you was the Zoom invite.
Oh, okay. It just got into my send item, so you should receive it any second now. Okay, all right, here it is. Yep, did it come through?
Not yet.
Let me know once you receive it, because I think it's going to be there in a few seconds.
Yeah. Yep. Got it. So here, TFA, the questionnaire.
Yeah, that's the one. Yep.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm just going to pass on the information you just provided to me. I'm going to pass it on to my billing department. Do you mind if I put you on a brief hold while I go ahead and get the payment processed? And appreciate it. Appreciate it.
But not. I can't edit this.
The questionnaire form. It's a Word file. Once you download it, you'll have to download it first. Like, you'll have to download the Word file, and once you download the Word file, from there you can make the you can edit it. You can answer questions.
Okay, it says this document may look different.
You mean the questionnaire form? It looks different?
Yes, yes. Yeah, no, it's, I was just reading it.
Okay.
I don't think it lets me edit, though. I opened it under pages. Edit.
Does it say enable editing on top when you open the file?
Okay, I got it.
All right, great. So I'm just getting it from my billing department with the sales tax. The state of it's coming up. The total amount is coming up to $4.71.70, and that's with the sales tax. The state of Florida.
Okay.
Sorry about that. So you just filling out the form, Fernando?
Yes.
Is there any question that that you don't understand, or if you can't answer, just leave that blank?
Yeah. Do you need me to speak to you now?
No, not right now. You can take your time, and you can fill it out, and then you can send it back. You don't have to do it right now. Let me do one thing. Are you will you be available in next 20, 30 minutes? When will you be available next?
Yeah, I can do you, I'm filling this out now. Do you want to give me maybe 20 minutes to fill it out?
Yeah, sure. You can actually take more than 20. It's 20 past 1 here, so I'm going to be off on my lunch break.
Okay.
I'll be back in about 30 minutes. Would that work for you?
That's perfect.
All right, just bear with me for a moment. Let me get the confirmation from the billing before I let you go. And then I'll give you a call back in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. All right. Just got the word from the billing. The payment was processed successfully. So with that said, welcome on board. And excited to start working on your project, man.
Yes, same. So you will be my person of contact?
Yep, I'll be overviewing the project for you. I'm going to assign a dedicated project manager who's going to provide you regular updates on a daily basis. But, yeah, you can always reach out to me. This number I'm calling you from right now, that's our official office number. If you look at my email, right mm-hmm. under my signature in my email, you also have my mobile phone under my signature. Do you see it?
Oh. Yep.
The 213 number. So that's my that's my direct line. In case you're not able to reach me on the office number, you can always reach me on the personal number. And you also have my email. So I'm going to assign you a dedicated project manager as well. In case I'm not available, the dedicated project manager is going to provide you the regular updates on the project. And we're also going to share the account ID and a password. We have created your account with us here. So we'll share the account login details with you. So I'm going to call you back after the lunch. Meanwhile, you can fill out the form, the questionnaire form, and then we can get the work started, okay?
You got it. Thank you, Aaron. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Well, you have a wonderful rest of your day. Talk to you soon. Take it easy.
Bye.